Lord, as we come before you today, we ask you to prepare us for your Advent coming. You promise through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear us when we pray in faith and bring before you the needs of the Church and the world. This Advent, we need our Lord's help as we prepare for Christmas, which we know will be different for many. A sad time for some, a reflective time, and for those in recovery from illness, a thankful time. Let us find time for quiet thought and prayer, reflecting on the wonder of God's love and giving thanks for so much. For our health, our homes, our families, which so many do not have. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this season of Advent, we pray for all to find the true meaning of Christmas. May the celebration of the coming of Christ's birth be at the heart of activities at this time, as families, friends, and communities connect with one another in different and safe ways. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We give thanks for those who have watched and protected us during these times, for doctors and nurses and all who have given their time to help others. With the promise of vaccine protection, we give thanks for scientists and all who are organising vaccinations. We pray for God's protection of all. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. In this season of peace and goodwill, we pray for all who bear the responsibility of leadership, for heads of state, ambassadors, and political advisors. May they have the Spirit of the Lord in their hearts as they work for the good of humanity. We give thanks for our church leaders, for the Archbishop of York, Stephen Cotterill, the Bishop of Whitby, and our Archdeacon Amanda, and all who lead and organise our worship in this benefice and provide our online services. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We ask the Lord to give comfort and restore to good health all who are in pain or any kind of suffering. Give strength to those around them. We have a number of our friends in the benefice who are in our prayers. We pray especially for Jean Thompson, Richard Unwin, Janie Rutherford, and Margaret Matthews from Ampleforth. For Gareth Thomas, Philippa Mackenzie Smith, Rosemary Greenfield, and Wendy Skilbeck from Oswald Kirk, and Anne Friars and Martin Boothroyd from Stonegrave. Lord, hear us as we pray for those grieving the death of someone dear. May they feel your loving arms around them. Grant to those who have died in recent days your peace, and let your perpetual light shine upon them. We pray for all whose anniversaries are at this time. And please take a few moments to think of those known to each of us. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Dear Lord, in times of anxiety, give us serenity. In times of hardship, courage. In times of uncertainty, patience. And at all times, a quiet trust in your wisdom and love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Merciful Father, accept these prayers in the name of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.